For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A state of emergency in Virginia as Hurricane Dorian heads up the East Coast, and deaths from opioid overdoses continue to rise in Virginia despite millions spent on making an antidote available. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, September 3rd. Governor Ralph Northam is declaring a state of emergency as Hurricane Dorian appears headed for the East Coast. Northam took the action on Monday in anticipation that the storm would begin being felt in southeastern Virginia on Thursday. The declaration allows the state to mobilize extra resources, people, and equipment. The declaration also allows Virginia officials to coordinate planning and evacuation resources with North Carolina, which has ordered an evacuation of parts of the Outer Banks. Well, the National Weather Service office in southeastern Virginia is concerned about the potential of the storm here if its track moves to the west. Charles Fishburn from VPM News has more.
Meteorologist Iswar Iyer in Wakefield.
Still, obviously, as you know, a few days away, there's still a good bit of uncertainty regarding the forecast. However, the potential for tropical storm conditions is increasing, especially across the eastern and southeast parts of Virginia.
He says it is the potential that they're worried about here.
Central Virginia is closer to the edge of the rainfall. Obviously, if the track shifts a little bit further to the west, central Virginia may get into the heavy rainfall, but as of now, there's a lot of uncertainty.
Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
And finally today, deaths from opioid overdoses continue to rise in Virginia, despite millions spent on making an antidote available. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the Commonwealth has spent nearly $2 million dispensing the antidote drug naloxone since late 2016. And that is three times what the state health department spends on all other harm reduction services combined. But during the first 3 months of 2019, Virginia was on pace to record its highest opioid overdose death toll since it began tracking data in 2007. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in a report last month that the doubling of naloxone prescriptions between 2017 and 2018 resulted in a slight reduction in deaths. Researchers say dispensing levels are still inadequate. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.